Open up the 73rd Psalm, Psalm 73. A very interesting psalm here. A few things I'd like us to think about. Written by Asaph, probably the grandson of Samuel. And what's interesting also about the psalms, you can break them all of them down to reflect the book of the law. The books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Well, Psalm 73 begins that which represents Leviticus. But anyways, I want you to just to see something here. And, you know, I thought it'd be good for the middle of the week. Many times by the middle of the week, we're, you know, getting to be stressed out from life and, you know, just can be overwhelmed with a lot of things, maybe. Maybe that's where you're at in your life. But we're not going to read the whole thing, of course, but I just want you to notice a few things maybe to help you out here. Verses 1 and 2, truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart, but as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. So verses 1 and 2 is speaking about a problem, right? And we've all been there. Stumbling, maybe getting close, you know, things are going on, it doesn't seem to be going in the right direction. If you get a chance to read the whole psalm here, but then verses 3 through 12 basically gets into, if you think about it, we didn't handle that properly. He's going to talk about envy and all kinds of things here, and you know, you responded badly, in other words, to that that problem, that issue, those struggles. Right then, verses 13 and 14, you really start to think bad about your situation. I'll read those. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and wasted my hands in innocence. For all day long I've been plagued and chastened every morning. And so you got all of those things, maybe you responded to it wrong, and you're kind of going through that internal battle here, right? And maybe you're asking why, right? Have you ever been there? You're just asking why. You know, why can't everything go good for me like such and such or so and so or whoever? You know, and so maybe you start asking why. Now to me it really starts getting neat. He's going to give us the answer. Verses 15 through 24, we're not going to read all of it here, but he's basically saying you need to enlighten your mind with what God provides. I guess that's a good summary. Let's just read a little bit, beginning in verse 15 here. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. Verse 16, when I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me. Until I went to the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. All right, so he's giving us an answer here. Surely you set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they were brought to desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. And he goes on, but drop down to verse 21 here. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind. So here you got an acknowledgement of the problem. And look at verse 22. I was so foolish and ignorant, right? And so there's a recognition of the problem. I think there's recognition of the stumbling, of the bad response to whatever it was. And so this is the beginning of the answer. I was reckless. I was foolish. I did it in my ignorance. Lord, you know, I'm willing to accept that. What is it that I can do to help fix this problem here, right? Nevertheless, I am continually with you, because I haven't given up on you, God. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Now, drop down here. I want you to notice verses 25 through 28. This is, I think, basically God saying, all right, I've given you everything that you need. Are you willing to see it, right? He didn't say he's going to remove the problems, remove the struggles, remove the issues. He said, I've got what you need right here for you to handle this. And I think this really parallels what Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18, when he talks about that you may have the eyes of enlightenment, right? And he tells us all these things God gave us. Let me just read this and we'll offer the invitation. Whom have I in heaven but you, and there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For indeed those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all of those who desert you for harlotry, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. So in other words, kind of like what Paul is saying, that the eyes of your mind be enlightened for what God provides. So I just thought that's a very interesting devotional thought, maybe help you out. If you're having struggles, if you're having difficulties, you're going through a hard time, just know God is there. Know that He's got everything available that you need to take care of the problem. He's not going to remove the problem necessarily, or remove the struggle, but He's going to give you what you need to overcome it. This evening, if there's anyone here subject to the gospel invitation, the opportunity for you to obey the gospel is ready. You know, if you need to put on Christ in baptism, let's do that. If you need to come forward in a public way, you want to tell the church about something, let us pray for you and with you. We'd love to help you with that. If you have a need, please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.